It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
A healthy tan? Well, not so much. A healthy tan is an oxymoron. You know, David, we grew up around the same time, and back when we were kids, it was still seen as a healthy thing. You got to get that base tan. You got to get that healthy glow. Well, not so much, right?
I agree, but I don't know if times are necessarily changing. I still hear people want to have this dark, healthy tan, and some go to the beach. Some, I hate to say it, go to tanning beds, which is going to bring us to today's topic. And a lot of people go to tanning beds because we're too busy, or they may not live near the beach. But tanning beds, we all know some of the dangers of being out in the sun and wear sunscreens, but let's talk about tanning beds and the dangers of it. And we've got a guest that's an expert on this.
Yeah, we've got the wonderful Deb Girard. She's the executive director of the Melanoma Foundation, New England, and we're thrilled to have her back on the program. Hello, Deb.
Good afternoon, Deb. You there?
Yes.
Oh. Awesome.
Oh, hi, Deb. Great.
Oh, sorry about that.
No,
that's okay.
You know, we're sitting here talking about first, you know, we've spoken in the past about the dangers of being out in the sun on the beach, but today we want to focus and help everybody more about the dangers of using tanning beds. And
Absolutely.
A lot of people seem to think, well, a lot of people think they're safe. I mean, tell me, you tell us, what are some of the dangers of using a tanning bed? Why aren't they safe?
Well, in my mind, there's no doubt that indoor tanning beds cause melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancers. So that's the biggest danger, is that we have multiple studies in multiple continents that all support the fact that using a tanning bed increases your risk of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancers. So the World Health Organization has determined that ultraviolet rays from tanning beds do cause cancer, just like cigarettes cause cancer. And that, you know, the most interesting and alarming statistic is that people who use tanning beds just once a month before the age of 35 increases their melanoma risk by 75%.
Oh, my
gosh. So if you're going to say to me, so how much of tanning beds are safe? I will say nothing about a tanning bed is safe.
Well, and you just hit on something, because that was what I was going to ask, is if somebody says to me, David, you know, I use it in moderation, or as your example, I use it once a month, you know, how dangerous can that really be? You're giving us some huge statistics. It's extremely dangerous even once a month, correct?
Correct. So if you're using a tanning bed for 20 minutes, it's the same as spending 1 to 3 hours a day at the beach without any sun protection at all. Think about that.
Okay, wait.
When you go to the beach, you might put sun protection on. You go to a tanning bed, you never do.
No, as a matter of fact, people put on tanning enhancers and oils.
Exactly.
But you're telling us 20 minutes of this intense tanning bed is equivalent to 1 to 3 hours outdoors at the beach?
With no protection.
Right. Okay, well, no protection. Some people are even making it worse by adding enhancers to it. So these people that go, I hate to say it, more often, and I've known people that go daily, that's like being out at the beach for hours every day. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, David, tanning beds give out 3 to 6 times the amount of radiation given off by the sun. So, you know, that's the other thing. The tanning bed industry wants us to think that their lights are, quote, safe. They want to tell us that it enhances vitamin D. It doesn't. And, you know, part of the issue is that, you know, young people, particularly young women who use tanning beds, you know, several times more than males use them, young women are using them because they really believe that having a tan makes them smarter, sexier, more appealing, you know. And one of the things that we all need to do is to work on changing the culture around tanning.
Well, I got to tell you, I do a lot of work around the globe. I work with, you know, different countries and celebrities around the world. But you laugh, outside of the U.S., we want to be tan. But when I go over to Asia, they already have tan skin, and they're asking me for skin lighteners. They want to look paler. So I guess it's true.
Happens.
The grass is always greener. It's everybody wants to look like they're not. Here we're pale, and we want to look tan. Over there, they're tan and want to look pale, and it's crazy. You're
well,
right.
You know,
we need to retrain everybody.
You're bringing up a really important point. I mean, we have some of the worst tan legislation in the world. If you go to Brazil, tanning beds are outlawed. if you go to a lot of European countries, we were getting closer to full bans on tanning beds. And in this country, we're really struggling, you know, to try to get laws to keep minors under the age of 18 out of tanning beds.
Deb, it's so funny that you... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I say it's so funny that you brought that up because I was thinking the same thing, that why are they legal here? It doesn't make any sense at all to me. And I have to add another thing. Whenever I see a health club that has a tanning salon in it, I'm thinking that is so wrong. And they are giving a terrible message to people.
They're giving a terrible message to people. Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is the tanning bed industry doesn't tell the truth. And, you know, we get very vulnerable young people out there believing that what they're doing is safe, or even worse, having some idea that it isn't safe and doing it anyway.
Well, that's what
and
I'm going to tell you is,
really
is a lot of people you hear that do use tanning beds, and I've heard them say it because you warn them, and they'll say, but I use a tanning bed all the time. My friends use it, but I don't have any moles, or I've never had cancer. None of my friends have had cancer. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it doesn't matter if you don't have it now. You could have it later. And that any time that you do something like burn or tan, any time that you do something that changes the color of the pigmentation in your skin, you're actually changing the structure of the DNA. And that's what creates tumor growth, is the change in the DNA structure. And changing the color of your skin, in fact, does that. So... You know, the other thing is that the number of young people in the 15 to 29-year-old category that have lethal melanomas is also growing, not just, you know, basal cell and squamous cell non-melanoma cancers, but we talk to lots of young people all the time who have melanoma and will tell you that they were tanning bed users for many years.
I bet, yeah. I have a friend, his wife has melanoma, and it spread to her lungs, and she lost a large part of her face because of tanning. I mean, it's just, and I don't know if she's tanning bed, she's super fair, but just the whole point of people not realizing how serious this is. David, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you, how can you tell? You know, somebody's using the tanning beds, we're going to sit here and tell them how dangerous it is, but if somebody's using a tanning bed today, if somebody has, or they're out on the beach, tell us, what are some of the signs that they need to go to their doctor?
I think that clearly anybody needs to have their skin checked regularly. We talked about this before. And
yep. How often?
You know, I think you need to have skin check once a year, you know, by somebody that knows what they're doing, whether it's your primary care physician or your dermatologist. But you need to get your skin checked, you know, and particularly if you're using the sun or ultraviolet rays, you know, from tanning beds, that you need to, you know, have your skin checked regularly.
And you're being nice about it. I'm going to say to the listeners, if you're using a tanning bed, please, please stop.
Exactly.
There is nothing good about it. You think you're doing good and you want to look tanner. Use a self-tanner if you want to look tanner.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the extent of it. You know, I appreciate someone with fair skin, and I'm fair skin to begin with, and that's something I've avoided my life is the sun. I wear a hat. And so to find out the dangers of it, I've lost too many family members, too many friends to cancer. And if this is something we can control, shame on you, shame on me, shame on all of us for subjecting ourselves to it. We've got to make a change. We've got to work together on this.
You know, the indoor tanning business is a, you know, $3 billion a year business. And when you put that up against trying to protect the rights and the health of our, you know, most fragile kids, I think that it really puts us in a very difficult position, and we need legislation.
Yep. Deb, thanks for helping get the message out. We're going to put your link to your website on ours. I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay healthy.